How many interviews in lightning did you do on the field, Jimmy?
Not too many. We had a game for the tropical cyclone in Darwin, and one of our teammates had a good idea to go to swim in the hotel pool. And there we go, the club doctors are heart attack when they rip him out of the pool going, "You idiot, there's lightning."
Now, firstly, those Swannies, how surprised are you by their start to the season? Because a 45-point win over Richmond, and now we're pondering whether they're the real deal.
Well, they are the real deal, firstly, and I got to go along to their game against the Tigers, and 45 points actually flattered the Tigers in the end. It was dominant all day, the way they played their footy. And you mentioned that those young Swannies, you have young players coming to the side and they can play, you know, good quarters or good moments, or you get one to have a good game, but they're actually the key players at the moment. They're playing around the midfield, they're hitting the scoreboard, and they've just created history with three NAB Rising Stars in 3 weeks. And really, it was a toss of the coin that another one could have won it this week because they were so good. So they could go 4 in 4 weeks.
Jimmy, obviously Buddy back tonight against the Bombers. How do you expect him to go?
Oh, awesome. He looks fresh and fit in his first round. And you see the rest of his teammates, they go against the leg when he's around. But what he does is, he takes a good defender. So young Logan McDonald, who's been playing on the forward line and been very good, he doesn't get the best Essendon defender now. So he gets to work on the second one and the knockdown effect that Buddy has.
Do you reckon this is how they're going to use him, Buddy, throughout the year? Do you reckon they won't play him consistent games back-to-back? Or is this just the process to getting him back to full fitness so he can, you know, play 5, 6, 10 games in a row?
Yeah, I reckon they'll mix and match a bit. I don't think we'll see him play, you know, 3 or 4 week stretches at all this year. Yeah. And I don't think they'll take him. If they're going to Western Australia, they'll say, "Bud, up at home and we'll take care of it."
Yeah, okay.
And they're also, I think, what it looked like... Richmond, yeah, we'll go down to try and win, but more than likely on history, we're not the strongest chance, but we think we're a strong chance against the Bombers at home the following week. So it might be like being very, very selective games, which I think you can help get them over the line.
How did they shut down Richmond, Jimmy, and is that a blueprint for everyone else to follow?
Well, it was a pretty simple blueprint. They beat them at the contest, and they defended hard one-on-one, and then they were brave with their ball use. Now, a lot of sides, they fall into the trap of going slow behind the mark. But I think with the new rules, it encourages you to go quick. But what the Swans do really well, and they always have, is when you play the Swans, you know how they're going to defend, which is they're going to be right up the back of their man, and they play one-on-one defence in their back six. Now, if you can't play that way, they keep you on. And now Aaliyah, who used to be at the Swans, he didn't play that way, and they had enough and moved him on. He's still a good player, but he just doesn't play their way. Now, because they play... it's hard defence. With these new rules, it opens them up on the counter-attack. They kicked 5 goals from winning the ball back from their back 50 and took it the length of the ground, which is amazing.
All right. Talk to us about the Giants, mate. What's going on?
What would you like to know?
Well, when are we going to win a game?
Well, hopefully sooner rather than later. I mean, I don't have to have these sort of conversations.
Righto. Where do we need to improve? What are we going to do better?
No, we'd like our good players to be playing. They were pretty damn good the other night against Canberra, against Melbourne in Canberra, but they just ran out of soldiers in the end. They jumped off to a good start, but all their key players kept dropping like flies, and I've gone in to do a bit of running this week, and I reckon I'm a chance.
Geelong and Hawthorn delivered again, Jimmy.
Yeah, it wasn't a great standard game, but they made it exciting in the end. I think a lot of Geelong supporters, they took the win, thought they were very lucky, but they were also asking question marks about, are we still going to play this very, very slow style, because the game has shifted pretty quickly to speed with the ball, and the Cats are still playing this slow style. Probably for Cats fans, they played not great footy and they're still winning games, so it's a bonus for them. And the Hawks, they're just a team in transition. They're playing lots of young kids, and that's probably what cost them in the end, a few decision-making errors.
Where are North Melbourne at, mate? Because they look as though they're going to struggle to win a game.
Oh, yeah, that might be a bit harder. But the hard thing for David Starr and North Melbourne, everyone knows they're doing a complete rebuild. They've burnt it all down, and they're rebuilding it. But you can't have unacceptable effort, energy and intent. And that's what's frustrating in the most, is that he can try and build some game plans, but if you're not willing to run and chase and tackle, he can't do much. So it's going to be a very long year, but I think most people expected that from North Melbourne.
I want to ask you, Jimmy, because in rugby league at the moment, we look as though we're going to expand into Brisbane and include another team in the 2023 competition. But when you look at our comp at the moment, there's a clear disparity between the good teams and the teams not so good. And there are teams at the bottom that are struggling. And I read some interesting quotes by Eddie McGuire. He thinks that the AFL should be looking to expand and include another two teams, like a Tasmania or a Darwin or a North Queensland-based team. Do you think AFL is in that strong a position that they can include two more teams in a comp?
Oh, I think they're in that strong of a position financially because they've got a pretty big asset that they can use to help launch those two new teams, with being Marvel Stadium, and that's what helped them get through the pandemic as well. But you can't say two new teams and at the same time have a crack at the Swans and their academy. Because the whole point of the academy is to create as many New South Wales kids playing, so then we're not still having 85% of the draft coming from Victoria. Mm. So at the moment, we've got, look at a national competition where the teams are based, but we don't yet have a national competition where the kids are coming from. Mm. Now, it could be a bit chicken or egg sort of stuff. If you open up a team in Darwin and Tassie, does that then mean more kids are playing the game and then you get them that way? But you've got to also set in place rules and things to actually give them a head start. So as soon as these expansion teams go any good, we take the rules off them. So Darwin has been traditional, and AFL breeding ground, and so is Tassie, so there's a head start. I think it's still about 5 or 10 years away, but we're getting bigger as a population, and if you want to be truly a national game, I think you have to start embracing these ideas.
Now, tonight, then, Sydney and Essendon, we touched on it. They're 27.5-point favourites, the Swans, $1.22, with Essendon $4.10. Do you think that starts a bit much?
Yeah, I do, actually. Look, I know Essendon's got its injuries, and it's been their first couple of rounds are pretty ordinary, but they were so impressive last week. And with a side who's going with a new coach in Ben Rutten, and they're trying to play a new way, if you have a big win, you're full of confidence, and the coaches can go, look, see, you know, do what I say and it works. I think it'll be a lot closer than 27.5 points, but it's hard not to pick the Swannies here.
Gee, this is a massive game tomorrow night. Port Adelaide are favourites at home at $1.67 against Richmond $2.20 with Tab.
Yeah, Richmond have got a couple of injury worries, and they're sort of a bit like Geelong at the moment. You know, the grand finalists, they still haven't hit top gear. They're experienced side, but Port Adelaide are probably a 3 or 4 goal better side at home, and they've been up and about. They've been on cloud nine, probably. Thought, geez, how good we're going. And then they got a big reality check in Perth against the Eagles. So they'll be smarting. So I reckon the Power will win that one.
Geez, I reckon this will be a good game. The Doggies taking on the Lions.
Do you know where they're playing that at? Mars.
Mars? Where's Mars Stadium?
In Ballarat. So they're playing that on Mars up there at Ballarat. So the Lions have not only haven't been able to go home, they've had to borrow each other's jocks and socks. Now they've got to go out to play in Ballarat, which is a different venue. The Doggies play it well. The Doggies midfield just win 10,500 possessions and just keep it off you. So I think maybe the Doggies midfield might be a bit too much for the Lions there.
No doubt you'll be tipping the Giants at $4.10 and 26.5-point outsiders against Collingwood, who are $1.22.
Doubling down on that.
Yeah. I thought you might.
Well, the Giants do play in the prelim when they had all their stars out, so they'll be worrying on that. It'll be tough for them, but we'll get to see the case of a few players and some opportunities given to some young guys.
And your old mob, the Cats, they've got Melbourne, and this is the tightest market of the weekend, with Melbourne $1.95 and Geelong $1.85 with Tab.
Yeah, this is the toughest one. I've been to both of their games this year a couple of times. Melbourne just looked really mature and organised, which hasn't been sort of their MO in the last couple of years. Normally, if the opposition kicks a couple of goals, they panic, throw the magnets around, but they're just really calm, really good defensive behind the ball. But the Cats, they just seem to find ways to win even when they're not playing well. I'm just going with the heart here, the Cats.
Mate, you go and have a great weekend, and we'll chat next week.
Sounds great.